his. They were kind of laughing about how depressing that song sounds. Maybe he's not a fan of the Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat, which honestly, maybe that's okay. That's understandable. But so right now we are going to be tuning in to the news from Gnome City. So Gnome City has had a lot of things happen this week. This is the highlight. An elder gnome named Gnomette was knit beatboxing in the top floor of her stump. She had been knitting a big, beautiful sweater for all of her friends to wear at the same time and beatboxing a club beat for later tonight. In her flurry of creativity, she accidentally hurled the sweater out of her window. The sweater tumbled from cloud to cloud, taking the fluffy softness of each heavenly creature with it, until it landed on a group of squirrels smoking cigarettes on their porch. By now, all the clouds were gone, and they could all bundle underneath the beautiful colors that Gnomette had woven together. Up above, Gnomette looked down at these squirrels with her telescope and smiled. Although she was annoyed to have lost her hard work, she was happy that the sweater can now warm even more creatures than she could have ever imagined, for it is far easier to knit for the squirrels. And so now Gnomette has opened up a squirrel business where she knits things for squirrels and she has more free time to beatbox. That was the news from Gnome City. Tune in next week for more news about Gnome City. Now, to continue on with our theme, we are going to be getting into the morals of the after-school programming. We've got the basics. We know how to spell. We know how to count. And now we're going to be thinking about things like this first one. Song is called Truth or Consequence by Leslie Jordan. Very gorgeous vocals on this song. And then after that, we're going to be getting into Two Tries by Sam Kaiser. As a reminder that sometimes things just take more than one try, and that is okay. So we're going to get into that next segment of our program. Enjoy.
Way out there in western sands, grace and grain slip through your hands. A yellow shack worn with a desert tan. Take me there. Violet mountains, violet. Keep rolling in. Don't know where it ends and I begin. Take me there. Truth, a consequence. What I choose doesn't always make sense. Time and again, I find myself still tethered to that desert. A world beneath unhindered skies. surrender up this lonesome fight. All is not well, but all is right. Take me there. Truth, a consequence. What I choose doesn't always make sense. Time and again, I find myself, and I'm still tethered to that.
Good intentions that you bring take everything you have left. It's like I'm undercover. Finally do it.
That was Touchdown Brackets It All Begins With by Long Branch. And you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That, and today we're doing our theme of the after school special. And Touchdown was a song that I really like because it has like these lines at the end about feeling so small and the universe is so big. And I think that's kind of part of why I wanted to do this after-school special today, because I think we are all so small, and just because we've grown up, it doesn't mean that we don't still need this kind of guidance with us. And so before that, we had Two Tries by Sam Kaiser, and before that, we had Truth or Consequence by Leslie Jordan. And then next, oh yeah, I wanted to play some Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind for you. Because next up we're listening to Disney Blood, which is the band that made the song that we're going to listen to called It's Change. And this band is really inspired by the soundtrack of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And I think it's really cool because the song is very ambient, but it's also not. Like, it's ambient, but of a place that you could just endlessly explore, you know? It's like, and it's a song that you can keep listening to over and over again and, like, pick out different parts because it has this, like, gorgeous electric guitar towards the end and piano. And obviously for the after-school special, It's Change. We're talking about growing up and just how everything has changed. I love that title, just It's Change. That's just what, like, we don't know what it is. It could be life, it could be like a flower, I don't know. So I think it's just very inspiring. It's Change. So we're gonna I'm just gonna put that on right now. We're gonna cut off the lovely theme from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. If you haven't seen it though, you gotta watch it. And let's see how these go together. Thank you.
Thank you.
up so quietly just to yourself. Sing, darling, sing your song. Rhythm beating with your heart, a melody in many parts. Sing, darling, sing your song. Sing from the mountaintops so quietly just to yourself. Sing, sing, darling, sing your song. Rhythm beating with your heart, a melody in many parts.
Sing, darling, sing your song.
Sing Your Song by Lauren Mann. Such a gorgeous little ditty to put in this after school special. Just, there's something really nice about something that's just entirely wholesome and just entirely genuine. There's nothing edgy about it, and it's not trying to say anything that hasn't been said before. It's just genuine. It's just telling, well, I think it's dedicated to the youth, but I think it's for anyone, just, you know, literally sing your song. I think that's a beautiful thing. Like, I can't even say it in a genuine way. Like, that's how plagued by irony I am. But I think that's just such a gorgeous thing for our after school special. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to the debut episode of Gnome City. And I also want to talk about, there's another show called Raccoon City, which is a little funny, especially because my name's Katie Walkley, and the host of that show is Katie Wilkie, and that show is also at 12, but it's on Tuesdays at 12, and also I recommend it, because I was just listening to, like, a recorded episode of it last night. You can find that on the CJSF website, and she kind of reminds me of me. She talks about how things are epic. Epic is, like, one of my favorite words, and I don't know, I think, like, Katie Wilkie, I think she's my long-lost sister or a twin or, like, I think we're, like, doppelgangers that got slightly screwed up in the lab, but I think that's pretty awesome. But speaking of other shows, I'm about to end mine, and next up we have Department Uno with Connor, the man that knows everything about every music, and you will learn a lot if you listen in to that show, so stay tuned. But next up, we have a song called Kill the Light by Imam. And I'm calling this one our lullaby to end the show. Kill the Light, like we're turning off the lights. And the vocals themselves just feel very relaxing, like you're about to fall asleep. I think the lyrics are a bit upsetting, but if you just don't listen to the lyrics, then you will have a really nice, relaxing time. But yeah, this is a really neat band. I was just looking at their account. I don't know, they have like a little website. It's Mum, it's spelled like M-U-M, but there's an accent over the U. And on their website, they write about their album. They say, maybe it's a season too late, but we trust you to pretend it's not. So I like that little idea of forgiveness that they have. They say, but words cannot express how thankful we are to everyone. Everyone's is the openest arms. So I think that is just such a beautiful way to just enter this really lovely song, like with the vocals that are like a lullaby. They're Icelandic, and you can feel the vibe, very Bjork vibes, and the instruments are they remind me a lot of Stardew Valley. So we are going to get into that. We're making sure this is the perfect timing. We're going to get into that right now. Kill the Light by Mum.